On the 17th of February, Labour Ward Sister Zoliswa Gididiyosi became the first healthcare worker in South Africa to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. She was injected with the Johnson & Johnson vaccination at Khayelitsha District Hospital in the Western Cape, watched by Health Minister Zwelin Mkhize and Western Cape Health MEC Norma French Mbombo. Mkhize and President Cyril Ramaphosa were then vaccinated alongside 16 health workers.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. I also survived you. Oh, you are now being vaccinated.
Yes, I'm going to get more now.
Yeah. It's not so painful.
President Ramaphosa addressed the small crowd of healthcare workers and journalists after he had received the vaccine.
I've just had my vaccination. And I must say that first I was a bit terrified of this long needle that was going to be embedded into my arm, but it happened so quickly, so easily. It was just a prick on my flesh, and I really did not feel much pain. This day represents a real milestone for us as South Africans, that finally the vaccines are here and they are being administered. And I was rather pleased that there were five people who were vaccinated before me, and they are health workers, and it was a joy to watch them to see whether anything had happened to them, and gladly nothing had happened to them, and it means that being vaccinated is a fairly straightforward process. And I'd like to invite South Africans to take this up so that we can all be safe, we can all be healthy. Now this is really a milestone, as I said, for our country, and we are going to be rolling out this vaccine throughout the country. It's already started in a number of health centers, and I think it's going to be flawless. I think it's going to be done effectively, and as we get more and more of these vaccines, as the minister brings them in, I think we will be able to vaccinate up to the 40 million South Africans that we should.
This historic milestone comes after the first batch of 80,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine arrived in Johannesburg the night before on the 16th of February. Mkhize said 164 vaccinators would vaccinate around 48 clients a day, or about 6 an hour. As many as 380,000 health workers registered for COVID-19 jabs in the past 2 weeks alone. While this initial consignment of Johnson & Johnson vaccines is not nearly enough to ensure herd immunity across the country, Mkhize assures South Africa that an additional 500,000 doses are expected to arrive over the next 4 weeks, which he says will be supplemented by 20 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine that are also expected to arrive at the end of March. He said the country has secured enough doses to vaccinate all the people who will need to be vaccinated in South Africa. This is an ongoing story. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.